I want to say 4 or 5 years later, he progressed. I biopsied it again. And again, he had several nodes kind of scattered above and below the diaphragm, PET lit up, but all low SUVs. And again, 3A follicular. And this was, again, a bit of a challenge when thinking about what to do next, right? So is this a guy that has large cell lymphoma that's relapsing again? In that case, he should go to autotransplant. Or is this a low-grade lymphoma that's progressed after R-CHOP? And we talked about it quite a while, and this guy is so healthy. And I thought, this is a great guy that if he does have a good immunologic response, maybe he'd be good with lenalidomide rituximab. And so we put him on, I think it was either lenalidomide rituximab or obinutuzumab, lenalidomide obinutuzumab, as part of the clinical trials, and boom, he went into complete remission by the third cycle. And he's still in a complete remission, still early, but had a really great response. In fact, all the bulky nodes have now disappeared. So, you know, could we have handled this some other way? It may, possibly. We probably could have done bendamustine rituximab. This is probably what I would have done outside of a clinical trial. But I probably would not have sent this guy to auto transplant. Again, because of the long duration of first response. So if it was transformed, it's a little unusual to transform that far out if he had a cult transformation. But hopefully he does well. And he's just finishing treatment.
If you were to see a patient like this at initial presentation again, I'm sure you do see patients like this. Do you think, you mentioned, you know, how you kind of decide whether to use R-CHOP or BR. What about R-squared?
Yeah, so I think that the one scenario where I would not use R-squared is in patients where I'm worried about transformation. This guy's right on the fence. So in his initial presentation, because he had kind of bulky disease and it's hard because he's so healthy, one of the difficult things with young patients is they tend to tolerate more disease burden before they have symptoms, meaning could he have had some occult transformation, just not know it because he's so healthy? Maybe. So in this case, I think I probably should have done R-CHOP. But let's say he had presented with 3A disease, had found a little solitary node. We did scans, and he just had a couple, you know, small nodes around, and maybe he's developing a little B symptoms. Then I would definitely consider lenalidomide rituximab in the absence of any gestalt that something might be transforming.
So you were part of the meeting we did recently, the Pan-Pacific meeting in Maui. 2 hours we talk about follicular lymphoma, but as you know, we had done a survey of 30 lymphoma investigators that led into that meeting, and I was just looking at how they responded to this case, which is 60-year-old patient, 3A disease, stage 4, bulky tumor, symptomatic. And you know, our version of consensus conferences or guidelines is to say what people do. So here's what they did. Bendamustine or bendamustine 11, R-CHOP 11.
Yeah.
O-CHOP 1 and O-Benda 1. But anyhow, it gives you a little granularity of how people are thinking through this issue. Any thoughts?
No, I mean, I think that case, what you just described, actually sounds a lot like this guy, although he didn't have symptoms. I would have been on with the R-CHOP 11, so maybe make that 12 versus 11 now.
Right.